everybody, and welcome to a very special edition of End Zone Falcon Zone Super Pro Football Show. Thanks to Impact Media, we're going to do an Impact session with people who by far make an impact in the community and not just the impressions. But we're here right outside the Falcons game. They're going to take on the Steelers here in a few short minutes. But we're here right now at the Team Pest USA tailgating tent, which is also Mr. Terrence Byers.
Hey, how y'all doing? Thanks for having me here.
It's good to have you on. We were lucky enough to meet up at the Grilling with the Falcons event, which you guys won. Congratulations on being the reigning champions of that.
Thanks.
And
we're looking forward to next year. We had some really good competition out there.
Yes, there was some good competition out there. And had all the players out. Those are always good events. But you guys also put on a lot of amazing events. And just tell people through your tailgating group and everything what you guys are out there doing.
Well, about 9 years ago, I've been a season ticket holder for the Falcons now for 14 years, and I've always brought my clients down. It's been a big family event for myself as well. I have three boys, been married now over 20 years, and so it's something that my family and I have always enjoyed. I've been a lifelong football fan, and so when I joined the Community Associates Institute, which is called the CAI Georgia Chapter, I teamed up with a very good friend. His name is Billy Gray, and he's the owner of Gray Contracting. And so he and I got together and started to host events together, just basically doing some networking. We basically turned the tailgating event into an extravaganza. And we started to brand it. We call ourselves the Game Changers Tailgating Crew. And with the success of our tailgating, we had other business partners that wanted to join in. And so we were able to pull together a great group of network business partners, and all of us have been able to bring together our clients. And in the day and age, back in the, I guess around 2004, 2005, when a lot of the industry started changing and the decline of the United States, going into just a little bit of a turmoil from the standpoint of, no one was building houses anymore or things of that nature, we all needed a way to figure how to advertise. And so what we did was we were pulling all of our advertising out of the Yellow Pages, which nobody was looking at anymore, and started to do some events. And so now it kind of turned into this. We have a lot of good people that know how to cook, and we smoke turkey, we smoke chickens, we smoke ribs, and you just name it, we'll put it on a smoker. We started feeding our clients. That was just a way for us to build a better fellowship with our customers. And what's so important about what we do with the CAI, it's a community effort, and they cater to the HOA industry, and to make sure the homeowners that have a covenant are being taken care of properly by the management company. And we've been able to come together and build a great team and build a great event. And then that's how it all kind of started. That last year we got we figured we'd try our luck at the Gorilla Pop, and everybody was really raving about our smoked dirty bird. That's one of our patented items. We also have a 50-yard line burger that also won first place, and that's from Billy Gray. And so when we put it all together, we said let's go ahead and see if we can become a finalist. So we were one of the 17 finalists to get into the Gorilla Pop. And the rookies came in and took the whole thing, which was really fun. A neat experience to be up on stage with Mike Smith.
It was definitely a great debut for sure, because I was walking around that day. I was talking to some people I knew and meeting new people and everything, and I ran across some people from your tailgate, and they said, yeah, we're back in the corner right over there. Come check it out. And by far, if you haven't had the Dirty Bird or that burger, because I was able to sample both that day, they are by far the top of the line.
We're just getting started.
Yeah.
So we got a couple more things for the second place winners.
Yeah. Definitely so. And how did you guys come up with the name of Game Changers?
Well, one of the things with the folks that I partner with, we look at people that really have changed the game, and this is a unique story, and it's kind of combined between Billy Gray and myself coming up with the idea. But I had a client that told me when he introduced me to his large group of managers, he had said that I came in and changed the game and turned my pest control. And that's always kind of stuck with me. And we just spun it around a little bit, and this was over 2 years ago we came up with a name. And now that's all you hear now. You hear got game-changing moments, game-changes this, game-changes that.
Right.
And so we've all basically had a great opportunity, and it's really stuck. And, we've got a lot of folks have to try to even emulate what we're doing, but never going to be able to duplicate. We've just got too good of a group that, has the endorphins going, and it's just a fun group.
Yeah, definitely. You actually built your group the way that a lot of successful franchises and all the sports leagues have done, where you start with your core nucleus, and every new piece you add in is not just a role player, but they can do, jack of all trades. They can add so much more to everything you guys are doing.
And what's unique about our tailgate is that, we try to business partner up with with the folks that we feel is going to be able to contribute, because this is a lot of hard work. And if someone comes in and networks with us and they don't go to work, they can't network with us, because it's not just about it's about the experience that we provide for our clients, because this is a way for us to give back to them, because they trust us to service their communities, and we want to make sure they have a good experience. In the first couple of years, it was just Billy and myself doing everything, and we would just let people come into the event, kind of pay their way in and be a part of the event, help with the offset, the investments for the tailgating, and all of our events. We do several events a year. So long story short, that's how Billy and I became very successful at this. So.
And, through the tailgate and everything, you guys have gotten a lot of good experiences and a lot of things that have opportunities. Like I saw you guys posted a lot of pictures where you met a lot of the Falcons alumni. I know you work with the alumni to do a lot of these events. Tell everybody a little bit more about those.
Well, what's unique about that is, number one, Team Pest USA for 2 years was actually the pest control provider for the Atlanta Falcons. So we're the official sponsors for the Falcons. And so that was a great experience to be able to brand our name. And with that came a lot of relationships with the Falcons. And so I'm able to keep in touch with, what's going on in the community. The Falcons do just so much. In fact, someone who's become a friend of mine is Jeremy, who's the actual mascot for the Falcons. And what I learned with him is that, because we actually have him come to our events from time to time, and Falcons actually have the most player experience in the NFL. And so, which is really cool. So you get to get out there and meet the players, meet the alumni. We've actually had alumni here at our tailgate. We've probably got William Andrews, who's actually one of the circle inside the dome.
Yeah.
And winners.
He's roaming around.
And he's roaming around even today. He usually stops by our tailgate, hangs out with us. So it's just a wonderful experience. And we also got picked as the top NFL tailgate with the Bleacher Report.
Yes, I remember the article.
Yeah.
And actually, I have some friends with the Bleacher Report, and they asked me if I knew you guys. I said, yeah, I told them I'd met you guys, and that I come to a lot of your events and stuff, and they said that they were just almost floored with the kind of community outreach and stuff you guys do. So.
Yeah, that was the great. And these guys came in and filmed us for 3 days, and it was just a great professional group of guys. We had fun with them. We even did a little grab bag with the second place winners. And we won't mention their name. Second place doesn't get you on the radio.
No, nope, it doesn't.
At least not
today.
That's right. Or yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. So yeah, it was a great experience, and we've all been able to team up, and we talked to the players the last game, which was the service game.
Right.
We brought a wounded warrior down for the Wounded Warrior Project.
That's correct.
And we took him down, introduced him to the players. He got to meet everybody. He got one of his actual honor balls, honor service award balls signed by all the players. And so they were just so gracious to him, and he's going through a lot of hard times. And so that's what this is about. And we also hosted Toys for Tots last game. And so we're going to be putting in a lot of toys. We got two bins full of toys to distribute out. And we actually do that through Phil Neifer. So we're going to be doing some Toys for Tots stuff to donate to him.
Well, that's all. It just amazed me in talking to you guys that, like I said, the community outreach and the stuff you guys do, and you guys are people that really go out there and make an impact and don't just try to make an impression. And I know all the clients from all the events that I've went to, none of them leave with unhappy moods or faces. Everybody always has a big smile, and especially the kids involved and everything. And I really like all the outreach you guys do to the kids and the Wounded Warriors. That's two organizations we always try to really help out, because it's people that either can't help situations they're in sometimes, or that went and defended our freedom so that we can, even do a podcast or go to a game. And And, you know, when they come back, sometimes things ain't always right. We got to help them make it right.
Speaking of the devil, here comes William Andrews right now.
Yep.
So, and what was really unique, you know, I got a lot of clients today are Pittsburgh Steelers fans. And
they show up well.
They show up well. But what was unique is the Steelers actually came here to the Game Changers tent and talked to all of our Steeler fans. They, one of my largest clients, who is the vice president of the Yeovil, which is an HOA community, I actually got to put a ring on.
Yeah.
And hang out. You know, actually the game.
Yeah.
Whatever you call it, the Super Bowl ring. And they gave them a bunch of swag. And so that's another great experience we're able to provide because of our location. We're right here across the street from the Dome. It doesn't get any better than that in Cobb's name. There's my man right there.
There he is right there. And we'll get him on in a few short minutes.
What's going on, Mr. Andrews, sir?
Everything good?
How are you?
How you doing, bro?
Doing good.
Great.
What's going on?
Have a seat. You got a minute?
Yeah.
We're doing a live podcast today.
Oh, I got you.
Since you're here, we'll probably put you on, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Put you down, game changer.
Yeah. I'm sure you've had some interview experience. And we'll get you on here in a second. But, Terrence, I know you're a busy man, and I know you got some other stuff you got to go do and get done. But before I get you out of here, I did break the news to you that Julio Jones is not going to play today. Who do you think is going to be the guy to step up and try to fill that void?
Well, it has to be, and once again, it has to be Roddy White. Harry Douglas, you know, he's been having a great year this year, these past few games, so real impressed with him. But, you know, I got to give a shout-out to my man, Eric Weems. That guy right there, getting touchdowns,
he is
number
not just
one
a special
tackler, he's the man.
He's special for sure, not
I
just
mean,
special teams.
Why the Falcons let him go, I don't know, but I'm just so glad that they made the right decision to bring him back because he's been a team leader. And I just got to give a shout-out to my man. And I call him E-Double. So E-Double Weezy, if you're out there listening today, my man, I appreciate you. Keep rising up, man. Keep that leadership going on for the Cats because we need to get into the playoffs and just go from there. So I really think you're going to see the depth of that wide receiver group come out today. But mainly, man, we need some help from Tulio. You know, I mean, he's been dropping balls a little bit, but, you know, it's his time right now to shine. So we got to get him in there. All aspects of our pass game has got to happen, and the offensive line has got to open up the holes because Jackson needs to get through them holes. He's got to have the holes to get through.
Well, and the guy that I think is my impact player of the week, I don't remember if I said it on my show or not this week, but my impact player who I think is going to break out the most is – we actually have a defensive end on the team that is leading the league in tackles for his position. And I think that guy, Troy Bearman, is going to be key today.
Wow.
I think he's going to be in the backfield to where Big Ben may think he's a running back.
I got to agree. Troy Bearman, he has really showed up this year.
Another person that ever since I bashed him in the early season, which was not a negative thing, but I wanted to make him step up, and I don't know if you heard me or not, but he has been playing lights out this year.
That shows you that he just wasn't 100%.
He wasn't.
And plus, you know, last year they kept moving him back off the line, you know, so much and not doing what he does well. And I tell you, he's been running around doing his thing. So I'm just really, really impressed with Corey Bearman. And, you know, he's always been a great fan, friendly guy as well, you know, outside of it. So, yeah, we're definitely – I need Aussie to step up.
Yes.
Step up on both sides of the fence, you know. That's where we got to have it happen today, you know. So that's the key.
Yep, definitely so. Like I said, I know you're a busy man, so I'll let you out here. And,
thanks for having us on there.
And, of course, that was Terrence Byers again with Team Pest USA and, of course, the Game Changers. And as we're transitioning to our next guest, like I said, Julio is going to be out for this week, so, you know, people are going to have to step up. But if you get a chance to check out the Game Changers, definitely you got to come by and check them out. They are by far one of the top tailgates around. They just do some amazing things with community outreach and all. But, as we got our guest posing for pictures as well, do want to bring on our new guest, and he drops by the Game Changers all the time. Make sure we get the pictures in there. But Mr. Andrews, how are you doing?
Doing great, doing great.
Of course, I am Jeremy York with Impact Media with the End Zone Falcon Zone Super Bowl Football Show. It's our live podcast we do every Thursday. Where the back half, we talk about all things Falcons. And I think you know a little bit about the Falcons.
Yeah, a little bit.
Tell us a little bit about your time with them.
Well, you know, I had a great time. I got different into a few guys that I played with R.C. Tillman, which is one of my guys that was on the offensive line.
Right.
We had a good time. We had a good time reminiscing, talking about injuries, talking about how we're feeling and that kind of thing.
Get that bag out of my way.
We're still doing what we got to do and go from there.
Because, you know, coming out of Auburn University and that being in the general southeast area, back then there wasn't as many teams there were now. So what was it like to go going from Auburn to playing here in Atlanta?
Well, the transition was, a match for me and a fit for me. You know, originally I was supposed to go to Miami instead of Atlanta, so trade was made from Atlanta Rapport where I took it to the Dolphins for me to come to Atlanta. So
right.
When I got here, it seemed like a good fit for me and for the Dolphins to have me because I had skill sets that they needed.
Definitely so. And as I was looking back over the stats, I want to make sure I got them right. You got to play in 15 games your rookie year and ended up being a 1,000-yard rusher. What's it like that rushing for 1,000 yards? Because there's a lot of guys out there that can barely crack 500.
Yeah.
Well, I had a great offensive line. You know, a lot of people talk about the line with Atlanta. They didn't protect Markowski, but I think that changed when Lynn Kane and I came in 79. And we kind of stopped a lot of that nonsense about he couldn't be protected. And so with Lynn and my help and then the offensive line tuning into what we were doing in the backfield, all of that got shut down real quick.
Because somebody we've actually had on our live podcast before, we had Icky Woods on there.
Uh-huh.
Back, a lot of people know him from the Geico commercial, but I had to remind a lot of people that he played for the Bengals.
Right.
And obviously, injuries cut his career short as well, but you actually outrushed him in your career. So,
Yeah.
We need to line you up maybe a Home Depot commercial or something.
Well, I don't know what they're going to do, but however it comes down, I'm available, I'm ready, and that kind of thing. So, but I think I look at Icky Woods and his career. He had a great career. Matter of fact, a good friend of mine and former teammate of mine, James Brooks, was up there at the same time. He was at Cincinnati, and James had a great career with him. And Icky also had a great career. It's unfortunate injuries do take place in this league, but you make the most of them and keep on moving.
Right. You progress on, and obviously I know you do a lot of things in the community as well, because talking to parents, I know you got some stuff with the Game Changers. How did you come across the Game Changers?
Well, I came through one day. I had a friend down in the other lot down there, one of my church members and that kind of thing, and he was down there doing this tailgate. He said, drive by, and then I came through here, and somebody hollered, that's William Anders. I said, well, turn around and introduce myself. And so that's why I discovered them on just a cut through.
Well, like I was saying when Terrence was on, the way I found him was I was at the Grilling with the Falcons event over the summer, and I was just talking to some people I knew, and I happened to run across one of their members when I was on the other side of the parking lot, and they said, hey, come drop by. And we've been doing stuff ever since.
Well, that's fantastic. I think it's good that you guys are doing something like this, because it gives, normal layperson a lay of what we're doing, how we're doing out there, and what we're doing in the community and that kind of thing, and that's a plus.
Definitely so. And, when you look out at some of these players in the league right now, who do you like, Russ, watching rush the ball?
I really don't get into it as much as I used to. I'm doing a lot of other things and that kind of thing. And Sundays, I'm pretty much in church and doing my thing and that kind of thing. So I get very good self to sit down and watch a whole ball game or even come out and, go to games and that kind of thing. But there are a lot of talented kids out here. Unfortunately, some of the ones that I used to watch have gotten themselves into a bit of a sniff with the NFL and that kind of thing. So Ray Rice was a great back. Adrian Peterson certainly is a good back. And certainly we got some issues that we got to get handled there. But I think they'll get us straight. Because they still are some great people.
Yeah, they are. And that's something we've talked about on the show as well, is that the Adrian Petersons and the Ray Rices and even the almost unknown guys that are having these same similar issues, I think they will be given those second chances because deep down they are good people who just made bad choices.
Well, and that's the thing, and I wish that people would stop rushing the judgment of these people because they don't know what they're up against each and every day that they play this game. This game is brutal. This thing is mind-boggling. It also mentally takes takes a toll on you as well as physically. So you have to be real careful when you rush to a judgment of a person, because you really don't know that person. And with the media out here, they cast a different spin on it, because nobody's ever talked to the player to find out what really went on and that kind of thing. So
exactly.
I wish the fans stopped rushing to judgment and judging these kids so harshly. If an opportunity that they can get things worked out, either through the legal system and how that works, and even also through the NFL.
Exactly. So, and I know you're a four-time Pro Bowler. Now, does that mean you've been to Hawaii a few times?
Yeah, I've been there a few times.
What was that like?
That was a dream come true. That was a culmination to what you did over the season.
Right.
And you get voted in by your peers. I think guys that get into the Pro Bowl now, it's too easy now. We had to work for everything we got when we got in there. So that's why we didn't go to the Pro Bowl that much, because every year it was different people that would vote you in or vote you away from.
Right.
But I think now, because everybody's got friends that either played in college or that kind of thing, they vote each other in, and that's not the way it works.
Right, and back then the game actually meant something, where now it's just kind of almost a glorified practice.
They don't
really hit each other, they don't really get into strategies or nothing, you just kind of get to showcase what somebody can do.
I even went so far and saw him watching the play two-hand touch. I said, what is that?
Yep, and watching the past few years, I said, we just should put flags on at this point. I was seeing harder hits in the park.
But
it's about player protection, and I wish they would have gotten more on it. I mean, even back when you played, because I know that you probably still have lingering effects as well as most of the guys you played with. And it's just a shame that we didn't attack this issue until now, I guess.
Well, it's unfortunate that the league knew about it way before it's actually coming out.
Right.
So if they had been up front and forthright with us, the players could have actually taken some precautions in terms of how we do it too. Because after I left the game, that's when salaries just went out the roof.
Yeah.
Signing bonus went out the roof, and all that kind of stuff. Because before franchise players was really recognized, I was a franchise player, but I couldn't leave. So in that respect, a lot of the franchise guys now, they can't leave because either their contract's too big or they're just too dangerous to another team and that kind of thing.
You know, that's what a lot of teams are running into. Just a quick example would be the Detroit Lions.
Correct.
This year, they're going to have to determine whether they can keep one, both, or none of both wide receiver Calvin Johnson and defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh. Because they let those balloon contracts happen, they're kind of stuck. And then, you know, the rivals of our Falcons here, the Saints, are going to start next season currently $30 million over the cap. So both those teams are going to go through a little bit of a difference.
Exactly. So I think, we didn't have caps when I was there, because we wasn't paid the kind of money these kids are paid now.
Right, it didn't factor in.
But I think, though, it's relevant today, but to me, I don't think the fans are getting what they're paying for, because these guys are not in hitting shape. They're in playing shape, but they're not in hitting shape.
Right.
And your joints have to go through the hitting part of it. I've seen more ACLs this year than I've ever seen in the NFL in my time when I was playing. And so now I see a lot of kids get injured just by making a wrong step on the field, and all of a sudden they down, and they down and out for the season.
Yeah, unfortunately, I was at the Georgia State game here in the Dome a couple weeks ago, and there was a kid that went down, and he had been running all over the field, but he made a cut and went to go forward. He went forward, his knee hit, and the training staff, as they ran past us, because we were on the field at the time, I said, check his ACL, because that's exactly what it looked like, and unfortunately it was. But, before I let you out of here, because I know you're busy and you got some other places, you're probably going after this. I know about making those appearances.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But not only we appreciate you dropping by, but as I ask parents, what are you looking forward to with this Falcons game today? And do you see somebody that's going to really either make a breakthrough, or they're going to just continue to dig like they're doing?
Well, I got a lot of respect for what these kids are going through and what they're doing and how they're competing. I think because Roddy White has got to step up big because of Julio being injured, and then again, they got to put my guy in Harry Douglas because he's a sleeper of that whole bunch. And I think if they look at him with the short underneath route to make a big play and that kind of thing, because the object of the game is to make a first down.
Right.
And so he's always been in a position that where he made a first down, and so that's the key to win it, make it first down.
Well, it just popped in my head, especially with all the Steelers fans surrounding us at the current moment. But Harry Douglas has almost emerged as almost like the Atlanta version of Tom Ford, Mr. First Down, Mr. Third Down. You know, when you need that extra yard, usually Harry Douglas has got to look for it.
Yeah, and that's true. And so that's a good comparison because Ian Ward was definitely a game changer.
Yes.
And I think Harry could be one too once he's in the game and once they key on him and show him. Because he's a guy that can get open.
Right. So hopefully the Falcons can keep him around so his contract's coming up pretty soon. And I got him as a number two on a lot of other teams. The only reason he's number three here is because of Roddy and Julio. But that's good company to have as well. So hopefully we can keep Harry around for sure.
I hope so.
But like I said, I know you got other places you need to be. Appreciate you stopping by.
My pleasure.
And it's good to meet you. We'll
you
have
too.
You on the big show sometime.
Sounds good.
But of course, that was William Andrews, former Falcon. And we're going to get a picture real quick. And look forward to seeing you again.
So, all right, sounds good.
Have a good day.
You take care.
And as we're waiting for some
come
of our
here,
other...
Come here, fella. Help me up. No, come around this way.
As we're waiting on a couple more other guests to take on over here, like I said, I'll just remind you we are at the Game Changers tailgate right here across from Gate B. A lot of Steeler fans out here, which is really good. I like when we have the competing teams and other people around. We've got some cornhole going. Unfortunately for Pittsburgh, I do believe they're losing a lot of these to a lot of the Falcons fans. But, we'll get into some Falcon stuff real quick. Like I've said before, Julio's not playing today. His hip injury is going to keep him out, unfortunately. I feel like Roddy will step up. Hester's going to step up. But really, really pay attention to Harry Douglas because this Steelers defense, they're not very good in the back end. Palomalu has lost a little bit of a step. A lot of those guys, they're not the team they were. That secondary is a little beaten. And batter. So if you're going to beat the Steelers today, I believe you're going to have to throw over the linebackers, which I think can easily be done. But going into today, Big Ben, hopefully he gets to meet Corey Beerman quite a few times. Like I said, Corey Beerman to me is going to be the guy that I think is going to step up as well. So pay attention to Harry Douglas and also Corey Beerman for sure. Wasn't trying to call you out earlier, Croy. Earlier in the year, but apparently it worked because you started playing better. But just some good things in community outreach. You know, William Andrews dropping by. That was really great to see and talk to him. Hope you guys enjoy some of the people we bring in. Terrence dropping by. Terrence running the Game Changer thing real quick, and we'll welcome in our last guest here. Get him all hooked up. Our top-notch technical staff getting all the hookups here. But want to bring in the other half of the Game Changers leadership group and everything. Billy, how you doing?
Fantastic, my man. Sorry, I had to step away for a second.
Oh, it's all right.
Lots of people to entertain.
There are lots going on today, especially at the Game Changer tent. But we had on Terrence earlier, and we were talking about some of the community outreach and stuff you guys do. Like I asked Terrence, what really, I guess, got you guys motivated to just keep growing this and making this as big as it is?
Honestly, man, for me, it was the Falcons. I mean, that's where my roots are at. I mean, I've been tailgating for like 10 years. We used to be over under the bridge a long time ago, me and my buddy Brian. And when Terrence and I met, we both realized, wait, you were at the tailgate, and I'm at the tailgate, and next thing you know, Terrence and I started hanging out, and, you know, that's really where the whole thing began at.
That's awesome, and the way you guys use your businesses and everything to help, you know, like I said, grow the community and really make all this outreach and the Toys for Tots, the Wounded Warriors, like he was talking about. Tell some of the listeners about some of those opportunities and things you guys do.
I mean, it's amazing because Terrence is he's like a beast when it comes to stuff like that. I mean, he heads up part of the marketing stuff that we do here, and honestly, that time, but if you're paid time on the back end, then you really got to think about what's important.
Right.
So we try to do a lot of stuff like Toys for Tots, the Winning Warrior program. We had a big event last game, and a big turnout. It was great.
That's definitely cool. And I've been telling some of the listeners, I've said it to each guest so far, so I'll ask you as well. Julio's going to be out today. It just broke right before I had Terrence on, actually. So who do you see that's going to step up and try to take the reins here and make up for Julio being out?
Well, I mean, you know, Ronnie White was out for a little bit. He was hurt, and now he's back. This gives Harry Douglas a chance to step up and do his thing. And I keep waiting to, you know, every time I see Devin Hester catch the ball, it's like I'm waiting for some kind of highlight to happen. So today may be a Devin Hester type of day.
Yep, definitely so. Good thing is we've had three different answers, so that's good. And yeah, three different answers so far, so that's always good. I think any of these guys could. And on the defensive side, I said that I'm expecting Corey Beerman to meet Mr. Roethlisberger a few times, so I'm looking forward to that because he has been progressing, and I think he's finally healthy, and that's what the key is.
Well, he had the best game of the season last week. I mean, I haven't heard Corey Beerman so many his name shouted so many times without watching Real Housewives than last week. I mean, God Almighty, it was incredible.
Well, my theory is that all the rehab and stuff we did on the Achilles to come back, I think chasing those little ones around helped a lot.
I do too.
Because he is always out with his kids and everything, and that's what makes him such a testament to this Falcons team, is that all these players always try to reach out, always try to help. They're always in the community, just like you guys are, and that's why it's almost a perfect match when you guys get together.
What about Willie Moe this week? Is he going to be around or what?
I haven't heard anything yet.
That's going to be a big part of our secondary. I mean, that's where we've been weak at. That's been our Achilles heel for the season, is that people have been able to run the long ball on us whenever they want.
It's very true. Without that true center fielder out there.
He's great. I mean, he's, you know, his strength is a run. Yeah. But just having him back out there, he's incredible.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's the DJ firing up here. Who else I'm getting to?
Oh, about being in first place going to the playoffs.
You know, that's what I was just talking with some of the office people that I know in the Falcons organization, and I was telling them with some of the things coming up. I said, yeah, I don't know about you guys, but we got the Panthers game for the finale, but, you know, I'm preparing to either have probably either Dallas or Detroit here in the Dome the week after.
Hey, I tell you what, for the season that we've had and the way that we've brought things around here at the end, and we really made it exciting for Atlanta. I mean, it could have been a busted season, but all of a sudden we're right in the playoff hunt. Things are exciting. We're starting to play some of our best football. I mean, in my opinion, we played the two best teams in the league the last few weeks in a row. Arizona, we beat them.
Yeah.
Green Bay last week. I mean, we were right there with them.
Yeah, because Super Bowl prediction in the preseason from the end zone show was New England and Green Bay. And I had to eat a few weeks first when they warmed up. But yeah, I would definitely say that Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers were the best team in this league. The fact that the Falcons not only gave them a game, but almost beat them. That's a testament. And they should be the division winner. Right now, I got it between the Panthers trying to right direction, but I keep checking updates, trying to see. I'm not hearing anything about Willie Moe, so I'm going to be
okay, one of the game changers is like a guy that just got drafted from college. So before he came on his rookie year, then a home run, and now he's going to do a second year, he's going to do a better. So, I mean, they're going to tell him what's on the front.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, Billy, I appreciate you dropping by. I know you got some stuff to go do. And wrap something up here. Once again, we are at the Game Changers tailgate right across from Gate B. Appreciate everybody coming out. And for Impact Media and the End Zone Falcons on Super Pro Football Show, this has been an Impact Session. We'll see you guys next time.
Ha ha ha.